The book urges you to adopt a different mindset as well as to follow concrete techniques. As I previously noted, in order to be productive, you have to focus on the results you want to achieve, not the time you spend at work. Unfortunately, this mindset is directly at odds with the system of billable hours in accounting or law firms and the emphasis on hours logged at the office in most occupations. Last, this book is not selling snake oil. In the 1830s, some authors suggested that one could succeed only by following a special diet, sleeping on a hard bed, or abstaining from masturbation. More recently, others have urged quick fixes like holding many short meetings or working only a few hours per week. There are no miracle cures in this book. Most of my recommendations call for rigorous thinking and disciplined behavior sustained over long time periods. Specific and practical advice. This book is organized into five main parts, each with two or three chapters. The end of each chapter includes specific and practical takeaways, lessons to be learned. Part 1 tells you the three big ideas underlying the rest of the book: setting goals with explicit priorities, focusing on the final results, and not sweating the small stuff. Part 2 helps you implement your short-term priorities in a disciplined manner.